In our gospel reading today, we read and hear of Satan being described as Beelzebul, evil, and the ruler of the demons. We often think of Satan as a personality wearing red with horns and a tail carrying a trident, the devil. Pastor Nibs Stroop suggests that Satan can also name a demonic power that is actively engaged against the compassionate and reconciling love of God. The forces of evil in our lives cause us to hurt one another, to belittle one another, to assimilate and indoctrinate under the guise of education, to take the Indian out of the child, to allow greed and power to outweigh the radical and unconditional love of God and the compassionate grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. Throughout the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that was chaired by the Honorable Murray Sinclair, many stories were shared about the abuse and neglect that Indigenous children faced in the residential school system. Their learning was mediocre at best. Many who graduated at the age of 18 had perhaps a fifth grade education level. They lost their language and culture, so they did not fit in at home and they did not fit into Western society. They didn't fit in anywhere. Many turned to drugs and alcohol to cope with the trauma, to cope with the horror and injustices they faced. And when these Indigenous children grew up and got married, they didn't know how to raise their children because they had nothing to fall back on. They didn't have love in their lives, so how on earth could they love their children? Tuberculosis and influenza were rampant in these schools, and abuse and neglect led to many of the deaths in these unnamed and unmarked mass burial sites, like that of the former Kamloops Residential School. And sadly, this find of this unnamed and unmarked mass grave site is only the beginning, because it is believed that up to 25,000 children died at residential schools in Canada. Stories were shared with the TRC stating the sudden disappearance of children from one day to the next. And the survivors that shared these stories, they weren't believed. They were ignored. And they were not surprised when the truth came to light. The horrors never stopped, and they continue today for the survivors and their families. Jesus speaks of family in our reading from Mark today. In ancient times, the culture consisted of an honor and shame society, and the familial role was important. Mary and Jesus's brothers and sisters would have been trying to take Jesus home because they were embarrassed and feeling ashamed, thinking that he was possessed because of his ability to heal. And Jesus was frustrated because those who should have understood him did not. His family, the ones who knew him, and the scribes who were supposedly learned in scripture and faithful men. And Jesus's response to those around him is authentic, gospel-filled, and grace-filled. Family, he said, is not just your mother and father or sisters and brothers. Family is all around you. In Jesus' time, family to him were tax collectors and the sick, the poor and forgotten, Gentiles and Jewish folks. In our times, family is our Indigenous brothers and sisters, the LGBTQIA community, people of color, those who struggle with addiction, those who cannot put food on their table, the incarcerated, and the forgotten. As people of faith, we are called to share God's love with all of God's beloved people. We read the words of Paul from our 2 Corinthians reading this morning. And as disciples and followers of Jesus, we believe, and so we speak. We as Christians, we as people of faith, we as people of Zion Phillipsburg and St. Peter's Linwood, are called to speak for those who have been silenced. We are called to speak for those whose voices have been forgotten. We are called to speak for the oppressed, and we are called to speak for those 215 tiny lives that were buried in that unmarked grave. And we are called to speak for the thousands of others who have yet to be found. That is family. That is being and doing the will of God. That is following Jesus' discipleship. And that is allowing the Holy Spirit to grab hold of our lives to work in, through, and around us. As well as speaking the truth about our past and about our Indigenous brothers and sisters' past, it is also our obligation to listen to their stories that our Indigenous brothers and sisters share. These stories of hurt, of death, neglect, and abuse, we're called to listen to them no matter how hard it might be to do so. We need to listen, and we need to acknowledge the past, knowing that, yes, it was not us that did it. Knowing that we cannot change it, but we can change the future. And that begins by listening. It begins with standing in solidarity for all of God's creation. It begins with petitioning the government and churches to step up and take responsibility for their actions. And that churches need to release all of their records containing the names so that families can have closure. And it begins with dismantling the power of racism and greed that continues in our country to this day. It is a demanding task, but it is life-giving and maybe even life-saving. The last residential school closed in 1996. It was the Gordon Residential School, located in Peninche, Saskatchewan. That was the same year that our Thomas was born. I was shocked to learn that these schools still existed while I was growing up and even when we had our first child. Like many of you, I never learned of the horrors of the residential schools in Canada through our education system. It was not until I went to Laurier and had the opportunity to visit the Woodland Cultural Center and the Mohawk Institute Residential School in Brantford. It was not until I heard the stories, until I heard the evil and the heartache, that I began to understand the past and the effects that the residential school system had and continue to have on our Indigenous brothers and sisters. We still have much listening to do and much more to learn. So may we not lose heart. May we listen, and may we speak with love, understanding, and reconciliation in our hearts. May we share the unconditional love and compassion of God with everyone around us. May God lead us and build us up. May God form us to do the work of Jesus Christ in our world so that all are loved. Let it be so. Amen. Our hymn of the day today is Build Us Up, Lord, and that is from the ELW hymn number 670.